Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer to the Most Wonderful Teacher by Meg Booker, read by Leah Martin. The Lord of Heaven's armies is a wonderful teacher, and he gives the farmer great wisdom. Isaiah 28:29. There are times in life when our human emotions escape the borders we assign to them. Christian counselors are equipped and gifted to help us release and rein in what becomes twisted up and toxic in the fallout of this world. They teach us necessary skills, point us back to the truth, and advise us in how to apply it all appropriately. To teach means to impart knowledge of or skill in, to give instruction. To counsel means to give advice. Isaiah wrote of the Lord, a wonderful teacher, who not only gives the farmer wisdom in how to grow, maintain, and harvest his fields, that he is the Lord of Heaven's armies. He's no ordinary teacher. Though he takes the time to perfect the most intricate details of his creation, he is mighty and just. He sees us. The English Standard Version of today's verse reads, "This also comes from the Lord of hosts. He is wonderful in counsel and excellent in wisdom." Isaiah 28:29. That Hebrew word for counsel is also used in the phrase wonderful counselor in Isaiah 9:6. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6. God is here with us to counsel us through the ridiculous pile of emotion and anxiety that we live with daily. Let's allow him to. He speaks to us through his word, his creation, and through other people to whom he's given gifts to help in our healing. It can be hard to admit we need help to untangle our thoughts, especially when we believe in a God of miracles who can heal us on the spot. Prayer is the most powerful weapon we can wield on this earth, and sometimes miraculous healings happen in response. Let's keep praying and believing God for the impossible. However, the quality and validity of our faith is not lessened by seeking counsel, which the counselor himself has provided. God wants us to prosper wholly, not just in the planting, caring for, and harvesting of the gifts he's given us. If you need help today, reach out, not only in prayer to the God who promises to answer our cries for help before the tears stain our cheeks, but reach out to a friend, a pastor, a teacher, a Christian counselor. There is an army in place on this earth, God's army. And the Lord of Heaven's armies is on our side. How can we lose? We weren't meant to do this life alone. So let's not. Let's pray. Father, you are the great and mighty counselor. It's from you we gain truth and wisdom, comfort and peace in times of want and plenty. In our lack, Father, meet us in moments we need the counsel of another person whom you've specifically chosen to speak through. Humble our hearts, God, to listen to advice from wise Christian leaders in our lives and faithful friends who continually point us back to the truth of your word. In this world, we're promised to have trouble, and our battle for mental health has reached an all-time high. Help us to keep our eyes fixed on you, Lord. Untangle our thought lives and rein our emotions in to be obedient to the gifts of the Spirit you've placed in us. Love, joy, peace, patience, self-control. Help us to live these out, kicking distraction and division out of our minds and hearts. Bless us with clarity, confidence, and comfort. In Jesus' name, amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.